Yes, it is that time of the week. Hi, Sally. How are you?
Hi, good. Thanks, Amanda.
That is good. Now, today you want to talk about Anzacs and Gallipoli.
Yeah, I thought it's becoming more and more, I think, important in young people, particularly now who are attending these ceremonies for Anzac Day and remembering, you know, what happened to our poor troopers. And I just thought I'd mention there's some lovely tours that have just been announced for April next year if people are contemplating going to Gallipoli. I mean, I know there's ones in France as well, but the ones I'm talking about specifically are for Turkey.
Yep.
And then we're also going to talk about a bit of luxury on the high seas.
Oh, like a bit of luxury?
Yeah. No, I think we all like a bit of luxury. We can't always afford it.
That's
but it doesn't
right.
mean we don't like it.
So you're going to talk about sort of different types of luxury
types
depending
of,
on how
yeah,
much you can afford.
Yes, and the size of the vessels and what's going to suit. You know, not one ship doesn't suit
everybody.
Yep. So you've got to pick what's right for you.
Fantastic. Sally, we're going to start with Gallipoli?
Yes, we'll start with Gallipoli. It's not that far away when you think about it, like we're November next week.
Mm.
And so, you know, April will be upon us before we know it.
Oh, don't say that.
I know, let alone Christmas.
I know.
I'm talking about the Anzac and Easter almost, aren't I? We haven't even got to Christmas. But no, it will go quickly. And you do need to get in early for some of these tours. Obviously, they do have limited numbers. And as you can imagine, for Gallipoli, it is very controlled, of course. And depending on how many, you know, important people are there as to how many other people are let in, etc. So if you're really keen, it's a matter of making sure you do get in early. So there are a whole range of tours available, starting with just a pure little two-day program that just gets you there if you only just want to go there for Gallipoli and you're not particularly wanting to do anything else in Turkey, or you might have been to Turkey before but haven't done Gallipoli. So that's one you can do. It's called the Anzac Day. They've all got nice little names, the Trooper Tour. Then there's a five-day one called the Digger, which I thought was lovely.
That's
as
lovely.
Well. And of course, you're also not just doing it with the longer tours. You're going to be doing other historic battlefields, memorials, trenches, you know, etc. So, and you'll be seeing landmarks such as the Blue Mosque, the Hagia Sophia, Topkapi Palace, etc. in that one. So that's a little five-day. Then it goes on to a corporal tour, and it's 8 days. And then you're going to get down to Pamukkale, Çanakkale, as well as Ephesus, Kushadasi, Pergamum. I mean, Ephesus is amazing. It's still a live archaeological dig, and it's just an incredible place. And to think it was once actually on the water and now it's not anymore, it's how the land has changed over the years. And, of course, it's such an ancient city, and they've just been rebuilding it back to what it was. And it's just one of those. It just blows your mind, really. It's just amazing. So that's one you can do there. And then there's an 11-day called the Anzac Day Major Tour, which is another.
I can see a theme here.
Yes, a theme's happening here. And, of course, you're taking in all those places I just mentioned, plus Ankara as well. And then you go right up to your 15-day. And what do you think that one might be called?
Sergeant.
Colonel.
Oh. That was close.
You were close. And you're going to Cappadocia, where they have lived underground for years. You're doing all sorts of really in-depth touring of Turkey. So there's quite a range of programs for you to choose from, depending on what your interests are and what you would like to do. And, of course, we now have Turkish Airlines, which makes it easy that we can fly direct into there from it was originally Melbourne, but from Sydney as well now. So that makes life a lot easier. And they have won awards, Turkish Airlines. They're out there really, getting up the ladder in their awards for airline safety, security, service on board, et cetera, et cetera. So that's a good thing too. You're not having to fly via somewhere else to get there if you don't wish to, So that makes it a lot easier for people to travel as well. And also, I didn't mention, but we do have tours available for people if you've done those. Of course, if you want, where we do go into Belgium and France to do the areas there where you can do also an Anzac Day service at various different locations throughout Belgium and France. And a lot of people do like to go to that because of the Somme and the affiliation with the Australians that were there at Amiens, particularly where the streets have got Kangaroo Street and everything's sort of named after something in Australia. So that's quite special as well if you did want to do that as opposed to doing Gallipoli.
Wonderful. So something for everyone there.
There is. It's very sombering even just to go there if you're not there at the time of commemorating the war at all. But just to go there, even for a day, I just did it as a day trip out of Paris. And honestly, I was in tears. You know, it was so moving. It was, I am now. It was unbelievable.
Was it?
Yeah. Just to think what they suffered.
Oh, for sure.
And how they were just mowed down from the day they arrived, all these young men. Mm. I mean, not just from Australia, obviously, you know, from all around the world, Canada, everywhere, you know. And it's you don't want to forget because they gave up their lives.
That's right. That's right.
For us.
Yeah, yeah.
But, yes, if you've not done one, it is very, very moving.
Okay, well, I haven't done one, so I'm, you know, I've just added that one to my list as well. And,
your list keeps growing each week.
It's growing. But, I think that one's an important one to do.
It is, definitely. If you haven't done it, as I said, even if you're just doing it as a day thing, you know, even if you can't do an extended tour, just do it.
Okay, well, we'll let you compose yourself. And yes. We are talking luxury cruises.
Making waves, yes. So I think if we think back to the golden age of transatlantic crossings and royal tours, you know, luxury ocean cruising has had a long history, and it was always considered that at one stage. And, you know, the concept at its core of the floating hotel, which sometimes gets maligned by non-cruisers who just think it's, you know, not challenging enough, and et cetera. But I think they miss the point that it's all about from getting from A to B, surely as well, but also with 360-degree views that change every day. So it's a different concept and it's a relaxing concept. And, you know, I've got friends at the moment who are looking at a cruise and one of them is unfortunately got a condition where she never knows from day to day how she's going to be. So she cannot go on a coach tour and be up at 6 o'clock every morning because she might not be good that day.
Yeah.
But if she's on a cruise ship, you know, she can just relax, watch the world go by, sit on her balcony and have a chill day. Mm. So I think there's a lot to be said for cruising, you know, particularly for the different range of cruise ships that are on offer. And I think that's what's important for you to decide because there's all different sizes. So some of them carry as little as 500 guests, but then you've got these massive ones that take over 7,500. Mm. So, you know, it depends on what style of vessel you want and what you're expecting and what sort of ratio there is of crew to passengers. And so that does really make a whole lot of difference. And there's quite a different range of cruise ships now that get rated as well as far as classification because they're going into the Arctic and the Antarctic. So they have what they call a polar class rating. And so they might say it's a PC1, or if it's a PC1, it means it's got the strongest bow strengthening possible,
right,
and it can go further into those polar or Arctic or Antarctic regions than other vessels. So a PC6 or a PC7 would only operate in less severe ice conditions and mainly in the summer months, for example. Mm-hmm. So they range from a PC1 down to a PC7, just to let you know that they're different ratings, and you can always check that, you know, with your travel agent or with the company concerned. So that's always an important thing to discover as well. But a lot of the cruise the luxury cruise companies now have a lot of inclusions as well, so you're not really putting your hand in your pocket. It's sort of like an all-up cost. Most of them now, not all, but most, I will say, include not just your meals, but your drinks and your tipping, and often a limited range of shore excursions may be included, and any longer ones you pay still extra for. Sometimes the drinks included might just be your basic drinks, but if you want, say, an upmarket, you know, Moët champagne, or you want
a cocktail,
or an expensive scotch, you may have to pay that additional sum. Some of them now also have a minibar service in their rooms, which they top up every day. So it does vary from company to company. And there's quite a range of cruise companies. Like you've got Silversea, Ponant, which is your French company, Scenic, of course, which is Newcastle-owned company, which is lovely, at APT. They're all up there. Seabourn, Pursuit, Viking. And if you want, again, look at cruise ships if you're without children, you might not want to go on a cruise ship that caters to children. You might want an adults only. And you are catered for now. So you've got all these options available. So the range of cruising is so diversified now to what it used to be. Your choices are really, you know, unimaginable. And you've got your expedition vessels, which we've talked about it before as well. So if you're really into that side of things, where you're really going to the out-of-the-way places where they're not got a lot of inhabitants living, you're often going to remote islands. That's a possibility that we never had once upon a time, because they're designing these new hybrid vessels that are smaller, take less people, have better anchoring options for them that is, you know, kinder to the ocean, and they can nudge into all these nooks and crannies that you wouldn't ever have gotten into before. So your range of cruising now is really wide and varied, and you've got your river ships, of course, as well. So whether it's down the Nile, the Mekong, rivers in Europe, you know, in America, the Mississippi, the Amazon. So if your waterways, we've got so many of them in the world, and so you know, don't say no necessarily to a cruise if you haven't done one, but you've got to make sure you research and pick the right one that's going to suit your needs. You might want to go on a ship where you've got to dress up. You want to pick one where the dress is more casual, more relaxed. No cocktail parties, none of that. And again, you've got ships that are doing this. They know that people sometimes just want to be comfortable. They still want all those lovely inclusions, but they want to be totally relaxed and just be able to pack a really relaxed, you know, bunch of clothes and just enjoy the journey. So there's so much now for you to, it's I guess a bit of a minefield in some ways, but then again, talk to your travel agent, they'll be able to talk you through it and be able to pick or select, you know, the right cruise option for you.
So many options.
Yeah, there really is now. It's just amazing how many cruise ships there are in the marketplace compared to years ago, because when air travel first became popular, cruising died off. But now it's turned around the other way.
Okay, yeah. Well, yeah, lots of options, so you can check those out. Up to hot deals, Sally.
We are. So I've got a few cruise ones here if you just put in your little bucket list to have a think about. Travel Marvel has got a lovely brand new tour, Treasures of Egypt and the Nile, and this would be just a marvellous one. And it's also got a qualified Egyptologist tour director as well on it. So you're really going to get all the gen on everything that's going. And you start off in Cairo, of course, where you're going to see the pyramids and do all that wonderful thing, go to the new museum there. And then you're going to do Karnak and the Luxor temples before you board your beautiful, absolutely gorgeous river cruise. And then after that, you're doing a private air charter to go to Abu Simbel to see those really wonderful temples and explore the Valley of the Kings. And then, of course, you're going to be flown back to Cairo at the end. Wonderful itinerary. And you can add extensions onto that too to do Jordan if you wish as well. So consider that. That's a really lovely trip. Also, Croatia, it's such a popular area for cruising. It's such a beautiful coastline. And this is just small ship cruising again, quite small vessels. And they've got a deal that till the 14th of November, if you pay a deposit for 2026 on any of the range of the cruises that go around Bosnia-Herzegovina, Slovenia and Croatia, you'll get an $800 per couple saving.
That's good.
So that's all good. There's a new Scenic, have got a brand new vessel coming out for 2028. Can you believe we're talking 2028? I was just talking April next year. Now I'm saying. So it's a brand new one, and they're going to have a range of cruises doing iconic Italy in the French Riviera in June and September 2028 for 11 days. They're also doing the iconic Greek islands and the Gallipoli Peninsula, a 15-day itinerary July 28, Antarctica in depth November, December and January, February into 29. Would you believe this?
I'm not even sure what I'm doing next week, let alone 2029.
I know. Then also 16 days Antarctica and the Falkland Islands. But anyhow, they do book out early. This is a new vessel, only 270 guests on board, spacious suites, and you've got 15 different dining experiences on board.
Fantastic. Good if you like to eat.
Well, I think we all like to eat, or don't we? I'm sure we all like to eat. the Mekong, we talked about that. Viking has got a lovely new river ship joining their fleet called the Viking Tonle, which is named after the Khmer word for fresh water. And they're doing some lovely cruises up the Mekong. And if you book by 1 December, they've got a range of discounts available on that new vessel as well. And there's also a lovely Japan by rail and sea with Celebrity Cruise Line. So this is a classic tour in March 2027, just two departures, 23 days, as I said. So you're doing a late-day land tour of Japan, and then you're doing a cruise all around the islands of Japan, including a stop in Korea, South Korea. So that is really quite fantastic. It's a good itinerary that I had a good look through that today, and it looks really, really interesting. And at Travel Marvel have got Book Your Canada 26 tour. They had originally had that to be booked by the end of October, but they've extended their sale by 2 weeks now to the 13th of November. So if you're still thinking of going, companion flies free if you book by the 13th of November on a range of their Canadian tours. Right. So there's a lot out there still available, and great, see what's coming out so far ahead. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, I know.
You can book that far out. Once upon a time, you could never book more than a year ahead, but now we've got things up to 28 and even to 29.
Yeah. And you know what? It's always good to have something to look forward to.
And it gives you time to save.
Mm.
I think, you know, that you've got that in your bucket list too, that you've wanted to do, and you think, oh, I can actually, that gives me a goal. It's an aim because I can book that far ahead now. I'll make sure I save for that,
yeah.
Put my deposit down, whatever's required, $1,000 each or whatever it may be, and then you're just there. You can just, you know, put a little bit away every week, have a little account set up somewhere, and it's all paid for before you know it.
Sorted. Excellent. Yeah. Well, that sounds really good. And, yeah, thank you very much for the chat today, Sally.
That's okay.
We'll catch up with you next week.
We will indeed.
Thanks for listening to this podcast from 2NURFM at the University of Newcastle. Topics range from gardening to health, well-being, pet care, and travel. You'll find them all at 2NURFM.com.